Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Good evening, everybody. It is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, this is going to be one of my later recordings. I typically do them in the morning, but I work tonight, so it makes it kind of hard for me to do one in the middle of the night if I'm not home. Now, if I get off early, I will be doing another one. But for now, this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. And we're going to continue where I left off. Let's see, we are doing communication, is that correct? Let's do telephone interviews. We'll go ahead and cover that. Because we already covered regular interviews. You know, and with that being said, many people are now willing to relocate and much further from home for the sake of their jobs, or to, you know, work from home rather than at the office. So, I mean, there are a lot of applicants for every single job at the same time. Many companies are trying to reduce their recruitment costs, so a lot of companies are adopting telephone interviews, making them more and more popular. You know, so, and the way this works is, for many jobs, especially Indeed, telephone interviews are now the norm for at least the first round of interviews. But then, it brings up the question, what is different about telephone interviews? Or how can you prepare for them to make sure that you shine? You know, and, you know, I can answer both of those questions. I'm going to try to keep it as simple as I can. But they're no different than a regular interview in retrospect. There's only a few things that's different, okay? So let me ask you this. Interview or telephone interview? Well, how do I put this? You have to Google telephone interview tips to realize that telephone interviews are part and parcel most job hunts these days. So, but I mean, they're oftenly used for just first stage interviews to select those they want to meet face to face. Okay? But one thing to keep in mind about a telephone interview, it's still an interview. Obviously. I know it sounds obvious, but a telephone interview is still an interview. It is not a cozy chat with a friend, but a serious chance for the company to see if you fit in and are capable of doing the job. Treat it as seriously as you would treat any other job interview. I can't believe I have to say that. But for some people, you gotta simplify some stuff for them. But how does a telephone interview differ from one that is face-to-face? And just like a face-to-face interview, you still need to prepare thoroughly. There is no substitute for doing your research about the company, preparing a list of questions, making sure you are clear about the company's product or service, and how your potential role will fit in. Make sure that you have good examples of how you're going to how you have used all of your required skills that meet the conditions that they have set. So, we're going to take a short break. And I'm going to cover the major differences between telephone interviews and face-to-face interviews. There's a few of them. And what to do. All right? Okay. So we're back. Now, the major difference is between telephone interviews and face-to-face interviews. That's the question. That's the topic. That's what we're going to talk about. But there are some bright sides and some downsides to this. So, I mean, I'll let you guys be the judge of that. But let's start off with number one, okay? First things first, you get to choose your location. Isn't that great? You can do a telephone interview from almost anywhere. Cafe, street, car, train. Well, I don't recommend the cafe. It depends on how quiet it is. But since you effectively have a choice of venue, it is as well to choose somewhere where it's quiet, where you will be able to both hear what each other is saying. And you can concentrate. Don't have to worry about getting hit by something or some random person's kid crying. In practice, this probably means that it's a good idea to be at home or in your own room with the door closed. You get what I'm saying. If you share accommodations with other people, it might be worth putting a note on the door to ask not to be interrupted or to be disturbed. You should also be a well away from the landline, if you have a landline. And if you're on the mobile, switch off the mobile if the call is due on your landline. Okay? Oh yeah, there's another thing. There's the element of surprise. Okay? While most potential employers will make an appointment for a telephone interview, others prefer a surprise candidate. If you are phoned out of the blue and asked if it's convenient to have an interview with you right now, don't feel that you need to say yes if it really isn't. For example, you may be out and about in a crowded place and unable to hear properly, trying to put your children to bed, or give them tea. Some people do that, yeah. Or about to go into a lecture or your class, or you're at your current job you're trying to get rid of. Yeah, that's an option. If it is really inconvenient though, say, I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't have time right now as I have another commitment. Can we fix another time instead? And I'd really like to talk to you. Best verbal communication that can possibly be used in this situation. Or at least something close to it. You will then need to fix the time then and there, as they are unlikely to call back otherwise. So make sure that you have your diary, notebook, or whatever you use to write that in on hand. You can even say, I should be free in about an hour or two at, just give a random time, 5 p.m. Can I call you back then? And make sure that you take down the number. That way you can call them back. Otherwise, you probably just lost the job that you could have had. With that being said, that brings up number two. You don't have to dress up, but you do have to sound professional, at least. It is true that you will not be visible to your interviews unless it's a video interview, and they do have video interviews. Some advisors recommend, however, that you wear smart clothes and sit up straight as if you were actually in a face-to-face interview. As they suggest, this makes you feel, and therefore sound, way more professional. Answer the phone professionally. Hello is fine. If you know the person's name, say hello, sir. This is, and say your name is speaking. That works as well. What you shouldn't do is say, yo, dude, what's up? If you know the person, fine, but this is an interview. I wouldn't recommend that anyway. And just in case you're on another call when the interview call comes through, make sure that your voicemail and answer phone message system or whatever it is set up and it has a professional answering system as well. It's also worth remembering that you should not be eating or drinking during an interview. Slurping sounds are not attractive, and you might want a glass of water to hand, though in case your mouth goes dry, because you'll be talking a lot, if not anything else. With that being said, the third thing to keep in mind is, you're responsible for the technology, okay? In other words, if your phone goes flat or you lose your mobile signal during the interview, then that is your problem, not the interviewer's. If it happens, then they probably won't call you back. Make sure your phone is charged, that you have good reception in your chosen venue, or that you know how to use Skype on your chosen device as well in advance, okay? You know what? Let me give you number four as well. You can have crib sheets or an information out in front of you as well. That works out well. Unless you were doing a video telephone interview, and it's not worth checking this in advance. It is worth checking this in advance, so you know which type it is. The interviewer will not be able to see you, so you can have your CV written examples of when you have demonstrated your skills, or even reminders about smiling spread out in front of you. You can have stuff like that. Try not to rustle your papers during the interview, though, as it will probably be audible and probably very loud on the opposite side. Make sure you give yourself enough time before the interview to spread out everything you need, and check that it will all be visible so that you don't have to keep moving around to see everything. Make sure you have a pen and paper handy in case you have to make notes of something. And also consider using a hands-free system or headset to make that easier, but make sure that the system is working properly. Okay? With that, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll get right back. Okay, and we're back. Let's talk about number five. Neither you nor the interviewer has body language to help you. Okay, that means that you need to work harder to build rapport. Smile a lot because, oddly though it sounds, it can be heard in your voice, believe it or not. It is also worth trying to emphasize your tone of voice. Concentrate on sounding enthusiastic and interested, and always speak clearly and slightly more slowly than you normally would. Now, I know I talk fast, but I'm speaking still at a steady pace where most people can at least hear me and understand what I'm saying. Plus, this is being recorded, so you can always go back and, you know, play it again. You may also want to ask whether you have provided enough information or answered the question fully as a check. Useful phrases include, I can go more into detail if you like, or have I given enough information there? Things of that nature, you know? Six, you will need to listen hard and concentrate more. It's often harder to concentrate when there is only a voice to listen to and nothing to look at, okay? It's easy to become distracted. Don't let yourself zone out. Don't start looking at Facebook or YouTube. If you know that you're struggling to concentrate when you have nothing to see, have a notebook or paper and make notes during the questions. This will not only keep you focused and listening, but it'll also help you check whether you have answered the right question. And that's actually very important. Seven, you may also need a signal, a pause in advance, okay? Remember, your interviewer can't see you. So if you go silent, they don't know if you're still there. If they have asked a hard question and you need time to think about it, say something like, let me just take a minute or two to get my thoughts in order, or something of that nature, and they will know what you're doing, okay? It's also worth pausing before answering a question to make sure that the interviewer has actually finished speaking, because you don't want to talk over him. That's just rude, and it screws your chance of moving forward. Number eight, like last but not least, it is important to remain enthusiastic right up to the end. Okay, towards the end of the interview, you may also get tired. It's important to continue to focus on your tone of voice and sounding enthusiastic about the process. It's a good idea to remember to ask when you might hear, or whether you can call if you haven't heard, as this is an emphasis of your interest in the job, to find out whether you got it or not. It's also worth emailing the interviewer to thank them afterwards. If you can, email them, as it confirms your interest as well. Above all of that, recruiters are clear that they are looking for the most in a telephone interview. What they're looking for the most is a little enthusiasm and a candidate who has done a bit of preparation ahead of time. After all, this is your chance to sell yourself to a company. And while, again, I said that sounds sad, you know, you need to sound like you want to do so. It is a instant no-no to sound like you're not taking the interview seriously. Don't ever do that. Make sure that you do your preparation in advance, as well as if this were a face-to-face interview, like I mentioned last time, that you sound like you want the job. Okay? So, with that ends this podcast on telephone interviews. Next time, I'm going to go ahead and cover interviewing skills for those who have to actually do the interviewing. And we'll move on to the next topic after that.